Ever wondered why some businesses seem to effortlessly expand while others hit a growth ceiling? The journey from startup to scale isn't about working harder, it's about working differently. Scaling means creating systems that allow for dramatic expansion without proportional increases in resources. It's the difference between adding customers one by one and building a machine that multiplies your impact while maintaining quality. The most common misconception? Confusing ordinary growth with true scaling. While growth means getting bigger linearly, scaling creates exponential results, that famous hockey stick curve investors love. What makes this journey particularly challenging is that the very qualities that fuel early success, improvisation, heroics, and gut decisions, often become the biggest obstacles to scaling. Ready to transform your business from a collection of talented individuals into a system that can grow beyond your personal limitations? Let's explore what it really takes to scale. Scalability is the capacity for sustainable organizational growth within chosen market segments. Think of it as the difference between owning a skateboard and knowing how to ride it, focusing on capability rather than just growth for growth's sake. Scaling principles apply universally, from local bakeries to global software companies. Unlike ordinary growth, scaling is exponential, creating systems that multiply impact with market share as the key metric. The goal is sustainable market share maximization in the shortest viable time frame. This differs from flipping, a strategy focused on rapid market share acquisition through unsustainable means like below-market pricing or aggressive customer acquisition. While flipping can show impressive short-term results, its long-term viability is questionable. Think of growers as homeowners settling in, scalers as systematic property developers, and flippers as quick profit seekers. Each strategy serves different goals. Success depends on aligning your approach with your true ambitions and values. Business culture celebrates origin stories of brilliant founders like Steve Jobs and Sarah Blakely, who disrupt industries through genius and determination. But this narrative distorts what scaling truly requires. Two prevalent myths cloud our understanding. The first is the magical startup, the belief that startups inherently scale better than existing organizations. Yet 80% of startups fail, and only 10% of startup hype offers valuable scaling insights. The second is the mystical founder, the idea that successful organizations need superhuman leaders, which misrepresents how sustainable scaling occurs. The reality? Successful scaling depends on mastering the mundane through consistent processes and systems. There's a key difference between the external founder, the marketing persona, and the internal founder, the actual leadership required. Scale-minded founders work collaboratively with teams rather than wielding authority based on status. This distinction matters because it shifts focus from personalities to processes. While founder stories may help with marketing, building a scalable organization requires systematic approaches to decision-making, information flow, and structure, not personality cults that become organizational bottlenecks. The entrepreneur's golden gut, or visceral management, combines knowledge, experience, insight, and execution to create powerful, intuitive decision-making. This approach proves highly effective in early stages, as successful instinct-based decisions reinforce continued reliance on intuition. However, as organizations scale, two key shifts challenge this approach. First, anecdotal evidence becomes less reliable as complexity increases. Second, decision-making information disperses across the organization rather than being immediately accessible. To transition from visceral management to scalable leadership, accept that comprehensive knowledge is no longer possible. Begin decisions by identifying knowledge gaps and necessary stakeholders. Create systems to codify information and distribute decision-making throughout the organization. This evolution doesn't eliminate intuition, it enhances it with systems capable of managing increased complexity. Think of it as upgrading from a bicycle to a car, Same destination, different operational requirements. Entrepreneurs typically pursue business ownership for freedom rather than wealth, creating a paradox. Scaling demands structure that many founders find restrictive. This often leads to self-sabotage as leaders dismantle the very systems they create. This resistance follows a predictable pattern, initially accepting mundane tasks as necessary, feeling burdened by them, then justifying rebellion in the name of authenticity. The solution? Delegate boring but crucial tasks immediately when you notice resistance, and channel creative energy into a separate visionary sandbox that won't impact operations. Leaders often resist delegation due to the curse of knowledge, believing others can't match their expertise. However, much of what seems essential is often preference rather than principle. External expertise can fill gaps, and developing others' capabilities is crucial for growth. The visionary's arsonist alter ego can derail scaling efforts. Combat this by establishing an emotional airlock, a routine that stabilizes your mindset before work. Phase out initiatives gradually rather than dismantling them impulsively, and avoid unilateral pivots. Remember that scaling requires steady progress, not perfection. Instead of abandoning projects that fall short of ideals, commit to incremental improvement over time. Your org chart is your decision-making machine. It must route non-trivial decisions to the right people with proper data and appropriate forums. Most charts fail because they're dysfunctional or unclear. Common org chart flaws include incorrect reporting structures, unclear matrix relationships, siloed teams, missing current roles like data analysts, and absent future scale positions, such as VP roles needed for growth. Transform job specifications from heads, current person's duties, to hats, role requirements, regardless of incumbent. This shift enables clearer discussions about restructuring. Instead of Sarah handles marketing, define specific responsibilities. Head of marketing oversees brand strategy, campaigns, and team leadership. Prevent scaling bottlenecks by establishing clear information systems. Implement trusted data sources, storage protocols, and access hierarchies. Replace email-based information management with collaborative tools. Organize meetings into two categories: planning, future actions, and review, performance analysis. Remove meetings that don't serve either purpose. Create consistent rhythms, quarterly planning, monthly reviews, and weekly tactical meetings to establish predictable decision-making cycles. The journey to scale demands systems over heroics. While early-stage businesses thrive on improvisation, scaling requires a shift to high-quality team-based decision-making, HQ-TBD. This transition evolves from individual to team-based decisions, separating decision-making from implementation and replacing instinct with data. When organizations hit whitewater, where complexity overwhelms improvisation, leaders must either slow growth or master scaling. Building scalable teams means fostering lateral management for organization-wide benefit. Team members must embrace the enterprise commitment, prioritizing company interests over individual ones. This requires identifying internal customers, establishing protocols, practicing dollar bill management, and maintaining ruthlessly constructive communication. Scaling isn't mandatory. Choosing steady growth can align with organizational values. What matters is making this choice consciously rather than defaulting to scale. The scaling journey transforms both business and leadership, replacing the heroic founder myth with systematic approaches. While the mechanics seem mundane, they enable extraordinary impact, allowing your vision to reach far more people than possible alone. Success comes from working differently, not harder.